the rest of the story. 1946. Look magazine sought an interview with Soviet leader Joseph Stalin. To conduct the interview, Look's publisher chose Elliot Roosevelt, the son of the late FDR. Young Roosevelt was sent to Moscow in November. After a few days' power play delay by Stalin, the interviewer was ushered into the Russian dictator's presence. Roosevelt had not previously met Stalin. Later described his subject as rough-looking, pockmarked, short, solidly built, broad-shouldered, powerful, short-fingered hands. He spoke with a rumbling, throaty voice. He exuded self-confidence. By Stalin's side, as always, his interpreter. Well, the interview began. The dictator addressed questions cordially, patiently, precisely, as though he'd had more time to think them over than he apparently had. And then Elliot Roosevelt noticed that Stalin seemed to be reacting to questions even before his interpreter had begun interpreting them. Well, that was impossible, Roosevelt thought. The interviewer's questions had come directly from Look publisher Gardner Cowles, and anyway, Stalin could not have anticipated the order in which the questions would be asked. Well, anyway, the interview continued, and here it was again. No sooner had Roosevelt finished asking something than Stalin would begin nodding or arching an eyebrow, otherwise indicating he knew what Roosevelt had said before his own interpreter had spoken. Well, a lot of interesting information came out of that historic interview. For example, when President FDR died, Stalin believed that he, Franklin Roosevelt, had been poisoned, had been murdered by Winston Churchill. The Soviet leader had even sent his ambassador, Gromyko, to obtain proof of this. But the president's widow refused to let Gromyko view FDR's body. Stalin never forgave her, and to his dying day, he refused to allow Eleanor Roosevelt a visa to the Soviet Union. Interviewer Elliot Roosevelt learned much else about Joseph Stalin that afternoon, but nothing so revealing as what I'm about to reveal. As the interview progressed, the Russian dictator continued to react to questions before they'd been interpreted. Well, then Roosevelt set a trap. He set a trap. He told a joke. But again, by George, before the interpreter had even begun to retell the joke in Russian, Stalin laughed. Now, wait a minute. Roosevelt said, Generalissimo Stalin, I have begun to believe, sir, that you understand English. And now Stalin laughed again, and it was he who confided the rest of the story. Elliot Roosevelt had found him out. Indeed, in fact, Stalin did speak English, and he understood English even better than he spoke it. To a great extent, the presence of an interpreter was just a tactic. That was the device that he used. It enabled Stalin to give any question the longest possible consideration before he responded. What does that mean to us? Well, when Stalin met with FDR and Churchill at Yalta, February 1945, he, Stalin, unknown to his English-speaking allies, he, Stalin, was supremely advantaged by a knowledge of the English language. Any conversation between FDR and Churchill, with an interpreter present or not, was understood by the Soviet dictator. Now, history says that Stalin got the best of the West at Yalta. That Stalin came away from Yalta with half of Germany. And that is so. Only now you know the rest of the story.